What struck me was, when the war was over, one of the things I would have comfortably expected, that Franco would have been pushed out. To the benefit of all. And why he wasn't pushed, when you take into account all the bargains that were made, you see, and why he was left.
I'm sure
I don't know.
American connivance in this. German war criminals, and it was quite well known, and they did nothing about it. They escaped from Springsteen.
I would have thought that Russia would have had a personal stake in it after the Blue Division had fought there. They would have said, right, well, we'll see them off. We don't care who you put in, but we'll see that fella off. We'll see them all off. All. And leave it to you, to American Brit, to organise a social democratic government of some kind, one that suits you if you like. But why they left him there is one of the things that's always puzzled me. I've never seen a satisfactory explanation. I've seen lots of theories. You know, the cut-up, the slice. You have this, we shan't interfere. You have that, we shan't interfere. But even given that, why did not Attlee, we'll say, give a push? Because it would have had overwhelming support, certainly in this country. Why did the Americans? I don't think they particularly cared. They could have dealt with whatever government was put in, as they did in Germany or Italy.
A government that would give them visas.
Give them
visas.
Oh well, I think they've got their basis anyway, as they did. You know, I don't think there'd been any difficulty about that. Not in the mood of 45. You know, I don't think they worried they could have had basis in Britain, and they did, in, you know, enough bases in Britain, they could have had bases anywhere. I don't think there's any feeling against it. It would have been well received. Now, this is one of the things I ponder on from time to time. Why did Franco remain? Because there's nothing keeping there. He could have been replaced as by a figurehead. And I don't think anybody would have been worse off. And a lot would have been better off. I think one of the things that's emerged with time, that it wasn't so much a positive intervention by Germany and Italy as we thought at the time. Sort of pushing Franco on, you do it. It was the rebellion of the Spanish fascists, with a sort of reluctant support of the Germans and the Italians.
It was very useful to the Germans, because the technique of the Blitzkrieg was learned in Spain.
So you would say, in a sense, then, that it was actually a civil war rather than just a war.
Initially, it was a civil war, and then it became an international interfering ground, if you like. But I think it, in origin and essence, it always continued to be a Spanish civil war. I think we had a lot of propaganda value, but compared to the number of Spanish troops, I don't think we had great military value.
But the American army itself discovered documentary proof that long before the war started, it had been plotted in meetings between the Francoites and the Hitler. Two American journalists did a very good job of research, and Americans are good at that.
Well, are you sure you want to have a spot of supper?
No, enough for me.